In today's video, I layer a lot of sound and just try to mimic, if not 100%, but 45% of the sound. The organic sound from keyboard is boring, actually. It's not too good. It does not define the genre of music we are now. It does not define the modern sound that is being published in our current time. So which is why, beyond just scoring your piece, you should also score sound. So now, in the Holy Forever by Cissy Winans, there's this main keys that has a backing up of other accompaniments still from that one key. So there are atmospheric sound, there are cinematic heat sound, there are emotional sound, and there are other forms of ambience. So everything is combined together to produce one stack of Holy Forever. I will be so happy to see that a pianist doesn't just play the old school kind of sound that he is used to, but rather sitting down with a patch and know how to combine those sounds in any given keyboard. It can be North Stage, it can be Montage 8 Plus, it can be other forms of electronic keys, right? So who told you that you cannot be able to produce that sound in real time? It is really possible. And for some of you all that are producers, you can bring your MIDI keyboard as an auxiliary to the main keys, because sometimes most people don't want to be, to have their original piano patch hampered with. So which is why a piano pad can actually trigger another MIDI keys, and in the MIDI keys you now stack all this sound that you're hearing at the background. Now when you play, this sound is rich. It has almost everything you can think of. Like I said, it's just one patch, but there are reverbs, there are atmosphere, there are cinematic heat, there are emotional hits, there are emotional piano, there are other forms of ambience that forms this sound. It might not be 100% as the Holy Forever original piano, but at least when you do A and B comparison, at least it's more than 25 or 30%. Although I didn't play it on the same key signature, the song was originally played on F. So it is possible to have that worthy sound. Now, what do you do as a pianist on Saturday night? On Saturday night, what do you do after rehearsal? Do you go back to the songs you are going to sing tomorrow and score and kabash, and also do some post rehearsals before you perform it live? Or after rehearsals on Saturday, you close your book, you close your brain, you just go back and wait for tomorrow to happen? So you play what is in your heart. We've grown past the level where you play only what is in your head. It is possible to work with scripts even without holding physical script. You have all the script detailed in your heart, and God sees everything you are doing. So the more you explore this path, the more God loads you with wisdom that will bless life. I'm here to encourage you to dive more on this sound design. It is a serious matter in our modern time. You are a pianist, you are just one person, but you can't be dynamic. But we are singing Holy Forever. Score the sound out of Holy Forever, beyond your pattern and style. Score your temperament. By playing, someone is finding inspiration somewhere. Someone is also getting healed and deliverance somewhere. So which is why whatever we are doing, it got to be in spirit and in truth. Beyond your pattern and style, score your temperament. It helps. It helps. It helps. God bless you.